the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, better known as NERC, says that coal-fired power plants are closing faster than wind farms, solar facilities, and batteries can replace them. And we don't even have the components for enough batteries to build electric vehicles. You see, the problem that we're facing now is this idea that we're going to go all electric, but we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the components to do that. Seems that General Motors, Ford, and others are going to have to reconsider their position on this. We don't have, I mean, Ford Motor Company came out last week when they took a big bath on Rivian stock, tens of billions of dollars lost overall in that investment, and said, we're 95% short of the infrastructure materials we need. And so here's another telling comment from NERC. This should just really get your attention. You remember last year when California had a heat wave and they told the people that had electric vehicles, do not charge your car during the day. Well, it might actually be worse at night because from NERC we get this. Electricity supplies grow more strained in California on hot summer nights when the sun sets on the state's solar plants. Solar farms don't work so well in the middle of the night, you see. Big problems. And remember when they told us, they being the Democrats, the adults would be taking over after President Trump? Well, Jennifer Granholm must not realize being an adult means taking responsibility for the decisions that you make and not continuing to blame everyone else. We need more now from the energy secretary, the one rejected by Barack Obama for not being qualified for the job and then brought in by Joe Biden. I agree with Barack Obama's assessment. Jennifer Granholm is not competent to be the secretary of anything. You know, that's just the bottom line. She's not competent to run anything. She couldn't run a bath. Why do we let her run the Department of Energy? Listen to this.
Sir, it is not administration policies that have affected supply and demand.
How can you say that when the price of gas was up over 30% from January?
Answer
my questions. And it's my time, Madam Secretary. So why don't you answer my question? From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30%. In my state alone, it has been a continuous upward tick since then. And here's what your president did when he first came to office. He immediately reentered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in ANWR. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that's had no effect?
I mean, she started to blame everybody else. Vladimir Putin. Give me a break. Nobody believes that, but what do they have? What did the Democrats have besides pointing the finger and blaming somebody else? Desperately trying to say it's Trump's fault. No. We know where we were gas-wise when Trump was in office. We know where we were energy-wise when Trump was in office. And then, of course, we're begging folks like Venezuela and other countries to provide oil to us. When we have more oil, more natural gas, more energy in America than any country on earth. We have more right here. And as you saw with the memo, we're shutting it all down. Now, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, Louisiana's an energy state, of course. Refineries and Gulf of Mexico oil rigs and so forth. He stumped that same Interior Secretary Deb Haaland on a very simple question about energy production and the environment. And she was exposed, quite clearly, as the incompetent fraud that she is. Listen to this.
Is it more environmentally friendly to develop and produce oil and gas resources off the coast of Louisiana, or is it more environmentally friendly to develop those resources, say, in Venezuela or in another country abroad, in terms of emissions, in terms of climate?
Senator, what I can say is that I think here in our country we care deeply about workers.
But that's not my question. My question is, what has the lowest emissions profile using Louisiana or American workers in the outer continental shelf off the Gulf with American companies and American regulations are Venezuelan standards and Venezuelan crude.
Senator, I'm not an economist or an engineer or a scientist, but with respect...
I'm almost out of time, and I get a sense that this question's not going to be answered straightforwardly. No offense.
Senator, I can tell you I'm just not very bright, and I'm just glad to sit here, and I just...
Yeah. The adults are in charge, eh? This is what the adults sound like.
It's Vladimir Putin's fault.
Hey, it's Vladimir Putin's fault.
No. No, it's your fault. All of you. How about back to Secretary Granholm? She continues to demonstrate on a daily basis she has not one clue what's going on in America. Here comes the clue bus. Ding, ding, ding. Everybody aboard. Ms. Granholm, could you get on the clue bus, please? She has no clue that we are closing coal plants and destroying our ability to create power faster by several times than it can be replaced. She is a fool. Don't believe me? Listen again.
We accelerate the move to clean energy because ultimately a move to clean energy is the homegrown, secure kind of energy that will make us independent.
Destroy it faster. Destroy it faster. She also makes clear, as a multimillionaire that she is, she doesn't care one bit about what it costs average Americans to put gas in their cars because it doesn't affect her and she doesn't care about you. Listen.
Is it fair to say perhaps $5, $6?
I think they're going to definitely remain above $4 per gallon, and you're going into the driving season in summer, which historically obviously also creates that upward pressure on prices.
But it means nothing to me. Gas could be $500 a gallon. It means nothing to her and her elitist friends inside the Beltway taking a dip in the swamp. It means nothing. They must go. Throw these bums out. Quick break, and I'll be back.